Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. Continuing our thoughts about the devastating consequences of sin. We need a miracle because we are sinful and we have a sinful nature, and the practice of religious duties and rituals cannot bring us life. We need someone who can give us life, because sin, the sinful nature that we have, and sin made us dead spiritually and separated from God. Sin, which exists within us, prevents us from enjoying God's presence and from having a personal relationship with God. Because of our sinful condition and the sins we commit, all of our being, I mean body, spirit, soul, is separated from God now and forever, my Muslim friend. And no amount of works or efforts sinners can do will reverse the effects and the consequences of their sin. My Muslim friend, sinners cannot bridge the distance between them and God depending on their efforts alone. The Bible teaches us very clearly. Sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way, death came to all people, because all sinned. We read these truthful words in Romans 5, verse 12. My Muslim friend, all men continue to sin because sin is now an integral part of the human nature. It is apparent to my Muslim friend, it is very clear that the circumstances of life did not bring sin to man, but rather it is man who brought sin to the world. Because Muslim teachers say the circumstances makes people sin, then we need to impose Islamic law on people so they won't sin. Actually, God gave Adam perfect circumstances, and nevertheless, he sinned. It is clear that the descendants of Adam inherited all the characteristics of his fallen nature. As a consequence, we all became subject to the condemnation of God because of the sins we committed against him. He is holy and righteous and cannot tolerate sin. God's law and justice are stated in the Bible. The wages of sin is death. Romans 6, verse 23. And remember, again, we are emphasizing this fact. We sin because we have sinful nature that we inherited from Adam. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. Okay, now, if there is any solution to this sinful nature that we all have, I studied the Quran in law school and as a defense lawyer in Egypt, and throughout my life, I didn't see any solution in the Quran to the sinful nature that we have, which make us captive to sin and makes us continue to sin. However, in the Bible, I discovered that God's eternal love for mankind did not change, my Muslim friend, because of man's disobedience. God planned a way to save mankind, to restore our relationship with Him. God's holiness demanded justice and punishment toward sinners, toward us, while His immeasurable love pleaded for mercy and forgiveness for us. The God of the Bible has not stood still. He came to us in the person of Jesus Christ. I love it. My wife is an ex-Muslim, born and raised as a Muslim. Every time we talk about Jesus, she said that was brilliant. Brilliant plan of God. Brilliant strategy that Jesus came. God came to us in the person of Jesus. And Jesus Christ, the living Word of God, became flesh, became human, took additional nature, human nature, and on the cross, suffered the consequences of our sin. God's total judgment against sin fell upon Jesus. In Jesus, we see an accurate picture of the balance between God's righteous anger and God's love. On our behalf, Christ voluntarily paid the price we should have paid for all the sins we have committed and ever will commit against God. Christ loves each one of us. This is very personal. The Apostle Paul said in Galatians 2, Jesus loved me and gave himself for me. My Muslim friend, the moment you believe that Jesus paid the penalty for everything wrong you did and repent of your sins by telling God that you don't want to live in sin anymore, you don't want to violate His will anymore, you do want to obey Him, you will be reconciled to God. Jesus, the only sinless perfect man. In the gospel, Luke chapter 4 teaches that Satan tempted Jesus to act independently from God's will and offered to give him the kingdoms of the world if he worshipped him, unlike Adam and Eve, who broke their relationship with God through their disobedience. Jesus had complete victory over Satan's temptation to sin. In the gospel, Jesus is recognized as the perfect man who submitted every moment of his life to the will of God. All other people through human history, my Muslim friend, have yielded to Satan's temptations and have sinned regularly, including all prophets. Jesus was the only exception, according to the teaching of both the Quran and the Gospel. As we will discover in future programs, Jesus was the only man to live a life without committing one single sin. Because Jesus was God manifested in human flesh, Jesus alone lived his life in perfect obedience to God. That's why He is the only one able to restore us to right relationship with God. before we run out of time, let's do the most important thing and go to God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that you came to us to liberate us from the captivity of sin, from the power of sin, from Satan's captivity. Thank you, God, for opening our eyes and hearts by your grace and by your love, and setting us free from the dominion of Satan and darkness to be your children. And you gave us the freedom and the right and the power to say to sin, no. To say to Satan, no. To say to our flesh, no. To say to the world, no. We will obey God. Thank you, Jesus, for living within us and living through us. God, we surrender our lives to you, and we ask you to guide us, to equip us, equip your fellowship. God, use me, use my audience, use our churches to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy your love and your salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's peace and grace with you, my brothers and sisters. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.